Episode 939, Truth in Your Stumbles.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you are having a wonderful day. In fact, how are you really doing? Are things kind of crazy? Well, you know what? Today we're chatting about reflection. Truth in your stumbles. We all fall. We all try to get things right, but we just don't. We try to get it all done and it just doesn't happen. That's what we're chatting about today. It's going to be a great reflection. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, no matter how hard you try, there's no way to get it all done. And when you come close, yet still fall short, there's truth in your stumbles. I'm traveling these next few days and spending time with my youngest two boys and my sweet hunk of a hubby. Yes, it's road trip time headed south. And it's a lot of fun, but it is also a lot of frustration. Besides traffic, traveling in areas you're not sure of, going directions that you're like, am I supposed to go right? And you need to do a U-turn to go left and go, you know, another way. And I mean, it's just one thing after another. I feel like sometimes our life is just that. It's a road trip. And so today, I really want you to reflect a little bit. And I got to be honest with you. I've had some complications today. It hasn't been an easy road. We've been having to try and put things together, and my computer's crashed like 6 or 7 times already. And I'm just praying we get through this. But in everything that we do, there's truth in our stumbles. I know for me, I try really, really hard to stay away from the phone when I travel and when I really want to spend time with family. Because what is it? It's a distraction. It takes us away from what we really need to be focused on. And also, honestly, primarily because our data was close to running out before month's end. And who wants an overage charge? I don't. And we've been moving. I think this is our fourth household move since June. It's been just crazy, crazy, crazy. But guess what? It's okay. We're going to get through it. Well, a couple of times I did jump on, which, you know, hasn't been a lot, but maybe I stopped and I was like, okay, I've just got to have a chill moment. My mind needs to go somewhere else. Well, since it's been about 4 household moves since June, you know, you might as well call me crazy. Find me that straitjacket. Okay, seriously, maybe I need some, like a straitjacket for a moment, but not all throughout the day. You do. You sometimes just feel like pulling your hair out. And I think when we take that honest look at what's going on in our life, it allows us that opportunity, that breath, that, oh, wait, there is something on the other side. Yes, I have to go through this. Maybe my back hurts. Maybe my feet hurt from walking all day and going up and down stairs. Maybe I'm tired of shopping with all the crazy people out there because school's about ready to start down south, not so much up north. But it's just, you know, chaotic. But you know what? There is something always on the other side, but we tend to forget that. So I took a few moments to, you know, check out my phone and I came across this verse. And it wasn't just a one-time come across. It was multiple times. And in my opinion, that means I need to pay attention. Once by chance, 2, how are you? 3, pay attention to me. So this is the verse I want to share with you all. It's Proverbs 31, verses 25 and 26. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Is this the outfit you wear daily? Because it hit me hard, and it hit me at odd times. Like I said, this popped up over of a period of probably about 14 to 16 hours. And to me, no, that's not by chance. It's not, hey, how are you doing, just in passing. It's pay attention to me. Because I believe we have a lot to gain from this verse. And so I read it, and I wanted to go a little bit deeper into it. You know, how do we dress every single day? We think of strength and dignity are her clothing. What are you wearing? How are you speaking? What actions are you taking to show your strength and dignity? Or are all you doing right now is you're just getting up in everybody else's business, pointing fingers, calling out names? You know what I'm talking about. It's funny because now that I'm down south, I kind of feel like every once in a while I kind of go into my little southern draw there. But I also feel like sometimes we tend to do things when we're not comfortable to make us feel better. How are you clothing yourself today? Is it with strength and dignity? What about the words that flow from your mouth? Are they filled with wisdom, curved with kindness, spoken with love and great concern? Or are they just piercing like a razor sharp knife, cutting with condemnation and disgust? That sounds like something I want to be doing right now, doesn't it? Even to say that word, condemnation and disgust, you really have to enunciate it. It doesn't come off my tongue very easily. A sharp, edgy word should not come off of our tongue very easy. It should be curved with kindness and love and respect, concern for the person whom you're speaking to. You know, how is it in your life right now? You know, all the above here that I've talked about, the strength and dignity, clothing yourself in that, the words, the wisdom, the kindness. It's very heavy. It's very deep. And guess what? It's calling us out to say, what are you doing? What's your place? Is this all about you? Or are you part of a greater plan, God's divine heavenly plan? I would like to think the latter is what you're thinking. But I also know that we're sinful creatures and sometimes we do get frustrated and we do only think about me. Truth in your stumbles. God created you strong with dignity and a woman whose wisdom is overflowing along with the kindness that graces your words and actions. Is that what you're seeing today within you? Take a look in the mirror. What is that reflection? What do you see that's just calling you out on something, good or bad? It doesn't have to be bad. You may be saying, oh my gosh, I had a fabulous day. I was on point. I was sweet to my children. I had to discipline them, but I did it the right way. What every mom wishes they could do, but today was my day. And I had this great conversation with my husband. We grew deeper in our marriage. You know what? Chalk it up. That's an awesome day. But what about those bad days? Or those haphazard days, I like to call them. What happens then? Do you crawl in a hole? Do you bury yourself? Do you take out that razor cutting sharp edge knife on yourself and say that you're not worthy? You believe things that you shouldn't be? What's your reflection today? What do you see? You see, God didn't create and make junk. He created you to be a wonderfully beautiful, courageous woman with strength and dignity. So choose every day to see strength and dignity are her clothing. And she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. That's how you want to wear every single day. You want to be curved with kindness and love. You want to have wisdom. And that wisdom doesn't come from you. Who does it come from? We have to remember that. Take time today, meditate on that, pray on it. Because it's important that we see ourselves honestly, because that allows us to grow. God wants to stretch you in miraculous ways. He's got dreams that you haven't even thought of yet. He's just waiting for you to get in the game. Go out and have an incredible, beautiful day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.